Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. It's great to have you along. Our coverage today brought to you by Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. And by Bud Bear Mazda on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. First time around, a tight ball game in through four innings, 2-2 tie. But then Chartiers Houston erupted for seven runs in the top half of the fifth and cruised to a 14-4 victory in that game. Bergenstown, the visiting team, comes in with a record of 5-1. Chartiers Houston is 6-1 in section play. Bergenstown has a rainout game to be made up with Charleroi. That game's scheduled for next Friday along the river in Charleroi. The Blue Devils come in. Their only loss in the last six games, that 14-4 setback against Chartiers Houston. Bergenstown 0-2-1 to start the season, so 5-3-1 overall. Chartiers Houston, the only loss in their last seven games was on Monday at Wild Things Park against Wash High, 6-5. The Little Prexies with a win there, but the Bucks responded with a 16-2 cruise past the Little Prexies on Tuesday. Looking ahead, Chartiers Houston has a home and home with Frazier next Monday, Tuesday, and then we'll finish the season home and home with Charleroi the week of May 6th. For Bergenstown, a home and home next week with Wash High, and then at home and home with Frazier the week of May 6th. Pick the starting lineup for Bergenstown. Blue Devils first baseman Matthew Bradle will lead off, to be followed by center fielder Eric Kovach and the pitcher Brody Kuzier. Third baseman Sam Elitch bats fourth, followed by the designated hitter Wyatt Stevenson batting for catcher Colton County, and shortstop Riley Kennedy in the sixth spot. Batting seventh and playing second base is Jacob McNabb, followed by the right fielder Carson Dalkovic and the left fielder James Lewis. So again, for Doug Tuno's Blue Devils, it's Bradle, Kovach, and Kuzier on top, Elitch, Stevenson for County, and Kennedy in the middle, McNabb, Dalkovic, and Lewis on the bottom. For the Chartiers Houston Buccaneers, leading off and playing left field is Aaron Walsh, followed by second baseman Jake Brzezinski and the catcher Luke Camden. Keegan Kozik will pitch and bat fourth, followed by center fielder Anthony Romano and first baseman Nico Pelosi. Seventh hitter is Justice Buckingham. He'll play right field, followed by third baseman Nathan Christie and the shortstop Dom Coomer. For Andy Mannion's Buccaneers, it's Walsh, Brzezinski, and Camden, first third of the order. Romano, Pelosi, and Buckingham in the middle. I'm sorry, Kosick, Romano, and Pelosi in the middle. Buckingham, Christie, and Coomer on the bottom. Your standings in the league: Chartiers Houston 6-1, Bergenstown 5-1, Charleroi at 6-2 in third place comfortably. Wash High at 4-4. Little Prexies a game and a half up on both Best Center and Frazier. The Little Prexies already have split with Frazier and will play Best Center to close the regular season in 2 weeks. Bentworth on the bottom of the standings at 2-7 at the moment. Other game in this section today, Charleroi at Best Center. Obviously an important ball game, one that's more important for Best Center than it is for Charleroi. A loss in that game would put the Bulldogs two games out of the playoff picture with four games left to play. Jeff Boehner will umpire at home plate. Bert Sadler on the bases for the PIAA. That's at the Chartiers Houston defensive alignment. Keegan Kozik to pitch. Luke Camden behind the plate. Nico Pelosi at first. Jake Brzezinski at second. And Nathan Christie at third. Dom Coomer is shortstop. Outfield left to right, it's Aaron Walsh, Anthony Romano, and Justin Buckingham. Discussion here after the umpire and coaches meeting and the submission of the lineups. Well, bend in the foul line right up the third base line. Just after the bag, when it gets to the grass, it's got a little bend in it, then back toward the foul pole. But the officials will deal with it as it is. They always say it's the same for both. The only thing is, the only team it affects is the one that hits it right at that bend in the foul line. But hopefully we won't have any of that. Pirates this afternoon let a couple of leads get away and fall to the Milwaukee Brewers. Pirates had a legitimate chance to sweep the four-game series, but struggles in the field early last night led to a 3-2 loss, and then inability to protect 3-1 and 5-4 leads, and the 5-4 lead into the eighth inning, two outs into the eighth, when Gary Sanchez homered off Aroldis Chapman, whose struggles continue. Pirates unable to cash in on multiple opportunities earlier in the ballgame. The Blue Devils and Buccaneers are not worried about what happened at PNC Park today. They're worried about what happens at Allison Park here this afternoon on WJPA. It's great to have you along, and we are about set to get underway. Matthew Bradle, the Bergenstown first baseman, stands in our broadcast vantage point today, immediately behind home plate. I'm probably 25 feet from the back point of the pay station. I'm looking right through the right-handed hitter's batter's box. First pitch from Keegan Kozik goes to the backstop, as you well heard. That one almost came right into your radio. Ball and no strikes to Bradle. Kovac in the on-deck circle, and Kuzier in the hole. Kozik, fastball misses up and away, 2-0. Feet 6 inches away, Keegan Kozik toes the rubber. The right-hander winds and deals. It's in for a called strike. Ran that right down a ball width on the outside part of the plate. Ball's in a strike. It's to Bradle. Misses up and away. Ball 3. One low, 2 up and away, and 1 over the strike zone. 3 balls and a strike to count. Kozik deals. Bradle takes a fastball for called strike 2. That on the inner half of the plate. Now the count is full. Totally enclosed playing surface here. Plenty of room in foul territory. 3-2 tapper up the third base line. Finds the grass in foul territory. Only place you really run out of room in foul territory is deep down the right field line, where the straight out fence that runs parallel to the first base and right field line takes an angle toward the foul pole. And there is only about a foot in foul territory right at the foul pole. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Payoff hits to Kozik, stroke to left. Aaron Walsh started in, moves over toward the line, makes the catch for the first out of the ballgame. Job by Kozik to come back from 2-0 and 3-1 counts, get the line out of Matthew Bradle after the tapper foul. Eric Kovacs to stand in now, right-handed batter. The right-handed pitching Kozik. Breaking ball, strike called, catches the outside part of the plate. With a handful of seniors in the lineup for Chartiers Houston. Swing and a miss. Kovac chased something below the knees. Finds himself in an 0-2 hole now. Brilliant sunshine, some high white clouds at the moment. Absolutely gorgeous day. Could be a little warmer. Off-speed pitch stays high. For a ball, 1-2. Kozik seeing if Kovac would chase, but he did not. Peering over the glove. Nods in agreement on the sign. Fastball stroke. Going to find the grass in center field. Head pitch up in the wheelhouse, and Kovac did not miss it. First base runner of the game. One out single. Bring up Brody Kuzier, who will pitch today for the Blue Devils. Paul, well put together left-handed hitter, steps in with a runner at first and one out. Check the limited schedule of action today. Baldwin County game. Fastball tails away from Kuzier, and this is outside for ball one. Three teams in base, or three baseball games involving Washington County teams. Three softball as well. Pitch misses outside. Two balls and no strike. Pitch just in the opposite batter's box. 4 or 5 inches off the mark. 2-0 fastball stays up and away, and now it's 3-0. Hannah McMillan home to Baldwin in 6A baseball today. Big Macs can take a huge step toward locking up a playoff spot. Could be three up with three to play when the day ends. Ball four, a four-pitch walk to Kuzier. The two on, one out. That'll bring up third baseman Sam Ehlich. Ehlich, similar build to Kuzier, maybe a little taller as a right-handed batter. Ehlich works deep in the box. Kozik from the belt, first pitch to the plate, ripped. Shortstop comes up on it, and the ball goes underneath the glove of Coomer. Kuzier coming around, the throw to the plate is too high, and with that, running into third base, is a Kuzier. Kovac scores on the ball hit to the outfield by Ehlich. Should have been an out. At least one. Ehlich reaches on the E6. Kuzier takes the extra base with the throw to the plate. So a run in. A runner at first, and the DH, Wyatt Stevenson, to bat now. The ground ball that Coomer has to field and get at least an out at second, if nothing else. First pitch to Stevenson, misses outside, ball one. Going to give credit there to Kovac, the runner. He did a little hop over that smash hit by Ehlich. It may have caused Coomer a little trouble, but he didn't. Never put the ball in the dirt. Fastball on the inside edge, calling strikes one and one. Stevenson batting with runners at the corners, and Burgess down in front, 1-0. Short lead for Ehlich at first. Now cheating that out a little more. Swing and a miss. Fooled with a breaking ball running away from him with Stevenson. Single, walk, E6, breaking ball above the letters. Now 2-2. Kozik checks the runner at first. It's the plate, pop foul. That looks like it's in play. Third baseman fighting, and it never does get there to make the catch. Ball drops in foul territory. Christie kind of drifted toward the fence. The ball carried a little deeper than he expected. Never did get the glove on it. Foul ball. Stevenson with life in the batter's box. 2-2. Check swing. Couldn't hold up. Down on strikes goes Stevenson. Two outs in the inning now. Nice breaking ball there from Keegan Kozik. Better now is the shortstop, Riley Kennedy. The Devils, two on and two out. A run in already. Kozik trying to slam the door here. Ball fouled off straight back above our broadcast vantage point. Not have trouble hearing what's going on at the home plate area today. So Kozik checks the runner at first. 0-1. Ball high. 1-1. Off of the strike zone is the midpoint between the belt, really the armpit. 1-1. Curveball misses outside. There is a base open, so a walk here is not the worst thing that could happen, but Kozik would like to come back and get the out. 2-1 to the plate. Fly ball will hit well to right center field. Buckingham and Romano giving chase. And that one's going to find the fence. One run is in. Second runner coming in as well. A two-run double for Riley Kennedy. Almost hit out of here to right center field. Three-nothing lead now. Jacob McNabb comes to the plate. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. Breaking ball running away. Ball's on a strike. Kozik at the belt. Check swing. Pitch handled in the dirt by Camden. Ball and a strike. Pitch fouled off. Goes up the first baseline. Nab now behind in the count 1-2. Three runs across, all three unearned. The strikeout of Stevenson should have ended the inning. And it should have been that way with the bases loaded. Actually, with two on, not even with the bases loaded. Single and a walk after one out. Ground ball to short, should have been out number two, and Stevenson. Strikeout should have ended the frame. Ball fouled off toward the walk area here at Allison Park. McNabb staying alive. Kozik. Another 1-2. Ball popped up behind first. Pelosi going back. Second baseman Perchinski calls him off and makes the catch. But the damage is done. Bergenstown played three runs on two hits, an error, and one left on. We played half an inning. It's Bergenstown 3, Chartreuse Houston coming to bat.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Hi, this is Johnny Morgan. Tune in every Sunday for Cruise in the 60s from noon till 4. Motown, the British Invasion, Garage Band, the psychedelic era, and all the great music from the 60s with a touch of the 70s in there too.
And this is Gee Whiz George. Hop in with me for Cruisin' Sunday night from 4 till 10. 50s, early 60s, Pittsburgh classics, and more.
Nobody does Sundays the way we do Sundays here on WJPA, sponsored by Slovenian Savings and Loan and the Guitar Gallery in Cannonsburg.
Bergenstown takes advantage of an infield error by the Bucks and plates three runs in the top of the first. Rudy Cougar, before he throws a pitch, has that 3-0 lead. Colton County behind the plate. Matthew Bradle at first, Jacob McNabb at second, Sam Elitch at third, and Riley Kennedy. Shortstop, James Lewis, Eric Kovac, Carson Kalkovic, the outfield from left around to right. Aaron Walsh will lead off. Here's Houston, left fielder. Winner of this game will take sole possession of first place. with 2 weeks left in the season. Syracuse Houston with four section games left after today. Bergenstown will have five. First pitch grounder. Nice, convenient hop to McNabb at second. Cruz on the first. One pitch, one out. Jake Perchinski to bat. Left-hander Brody Kuser. All lefty winds and deals. First pitch misses up and away for a ball. Six seniors on the Bergenstown roster. Kuser working quickly, misses down and away. Two balls and no strikes to Perchinski. Pitch on the outside edge, called strike. One fouled off to the backstop screen to even the count at 2-2. Brody Kuser. If you ever end up with a pitch clock, he will not be impacted by it. Ball lifted foul and way back out of play up near the new restroom facility here at Allison Park. Count holds it 2-2, one out, nobody on for Syracuse Houston in the bottom of the first. Line shot toward the second baseman. The ball dies. McNabb handles that sinking liner for the second out. That'll bring up the catcher, Luke Camden. Looked better off the bat than it ended up being. Part of that could be my perspective right at ground level. Folks from Syracuse Houston set up here at the backstop. Camden, left-handed hitters, takes first pitch for a called strike. Ball cut across from the lefty. Hoosier's pitch ripped, but foul. Hit hard off the fence and caroms back into the playing area. Crack down. The ball's in two strikes. Kuser looks around to make sure the right side of the infield is back in position on the lefty deals. Tapper foul. That one off the foot of Luke Camden. Kozik waits on deck. But that'll, for Luke Camden, not a good way to start there. He fouls the ball off his foot. Then, of course, he'll be catching the rest of the game. And, you know, that little tappers will find him. Wild pitches or pitches in the dirt will get through to that foot. Hammond says he's ready to go, though I'm not sure he's totally committed to that. Back in the box, Kuser winds and deals another 0-2. Swing and a miss. And the side is retired. Bucks go down in order. We played one. Bergenstown 3, Chargers Houston nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Thomas Campbell Apartments are now accepting applications for newly remodeled units with occupancy available in the next several months. These 1 and 2 bedroom units have been completely remodeled, including new safety features throughout. Must be 62 or older to apply. Call for availability, 724-225-2290. For more than half a century, the Thomas Campbell Apartments have provided affordable, independent living in the Washington community. Call now, 724-225-2290. The Thomas Campbell Apartments, equal housing opportunity.
Luke Camden getting the catcher's gear on. Certainly Egan Kozik, hopefully for a less disruptive inning here. 3-0. Game not likely to be won or lost in the first, but the Bucks could be in a better situation than they are right now, but the Blue Devils will take it. They'll bat up 8-9-1 here in this top of the second inning. Other action today, I mentioned the Cannon McMillan baseball team hosting Baldwin this afternoon. Cannon Mac win and a Central Catholic loss would put the Big Macs 3 games up with 3 games to play in the race for the final 6A playoff spot. They'll play Central Catholic in a 3-game set next week. In addition to our game here in this section, in the 2A Section 1, also today in Fredericktown, Beth Center hosting Charleroi. Softball action, Cannon McMillan at home to Hempfield, that game at North Strabane Intermediate. Chartiers Houston right across the other side of the park is taking on West Green. Check swing, breaking ball in for a called strike to Talkovic. The Chartiers Houston hosting West Green. Mapletown playing at Jefferson Morgan in that 1A softball section. Fastball pops straight up nearly. It's going to drift out of play behind the protective screen in the on-deck area here for Chartiers Houston. So now 0-2 the count on Talkovic, the 8-hitter. Kozik deals the 0-2 tapper to the right side. First baseman, Pelosi. Not a good decision there from Pelosi. He ended up clear over in front of second baseman Perchinski. That's a ball that Pelosi has to bust it back to the bag and let Perchinski handle it. And he mishandles it to E3. Second error of the game on the Bucks infield. The leadoff man aboard, James Lewis to bat. Check of the runner at first. Good lead for Talkovic. Bunt shown. Ball fouled off. Lewis just barely got a piece of that. That one came clean through to the arm of home plate umpire Jeff Boehner. And Lewis apologizing to the umpire Boehner. I didn't mean to hit you. Boehner says, don't apologize to me, apologize to your coach for not getting the bunt down. The ball's in a strike. 9-hitter James Lewis trying to advance the runner here. Kozik brings the pitch in for a called strike, and it's 0-2. Kozik had Talkovic in an 0-2 hole and got him to hit that tapper that was mishandled. The 0-2 to the plate, swing and a miss, and the batter's out. Second strikeout of the game for Keegan Kozik. One out here in the second, and back to the top of the order. Matthew Bradle to bat. Long at bat to start the ball game. Ended up flying out to left on a 3-2 pitch. Check of the runner, pitch to the plate, letter high, strike call. Like Kozik took a little something off that pitch, left it upstairs, but Bradle took it for a called strike. A one lined at the shortstop, and it gets past Coomer into left field. Well, he ranged to his right, and then didn't get the ball in the glove, and it's a base hit. Runners at first and second with one out. Andy Mannion going to make a trip to the mound. My guess is more to talk to everybody else than it is to Kozik. If I'm Mannion, if I'm Kozik, I want an out on that line drive. Just didn't get there. I don't know if he didn't read it well or what happened, but he just didn't get it in the glove. And again, as I expected, not much of that conversation to Kozik, because a lot of that talk was the other guys in the infield. Already two errors on the Bucks infielders, and that ball not, the play not made. So now two on and one out to Eric Kovach. Kovach singled his first at bat, scored the game's first run. Goes to get the belt, first pitch to the plate, swing and a miss. Mentioned that bunt by a bunt attempt by Lewis hitting Jeff Boehner in the left arm, unprotected, deflecting that arm. Tapper up the third baseline, foul between Doug Tuno and the third base bag. Now the count 0-2. Once again, Kozik looking for the out pitch. Batter in a two-strike hole. Check of the runners, pitch to the plate, nicely dug out by Camden. Kick on that pitch in the dirt. 1-2. Jacob Knisner, our producer in our downtown Washington studios, add video tomorrow. Off-speed pitch stays high, low bridge. Kovach ducks out of the way. Video of the Thomas Jefferson Trinity softball game. That 5A section where four teams are tied for first place. Swing and a miss. Batter is out. The ball goes over to the screen in front of the third base dugout. Two outs in the inning now. Runners advance on the wild pitch. Third strikeout for Kozik. And now Brody Kuzier will be intentionally walked. Second walk of the game by the Bucks. And both of them have been to Kuzier. Sam Elitch to the plate now. He had a screaming ground ball that was right under the glove of Dom Coomer. That brought in the game's first run. Left the door open for a three-run first. Bases loaded, two out. Elitch takes high for ball one. Infield error to start the inning, a strikeout, and a line drive single by Bradle. Kovach with a strikeout, but a wild pitch advance to the runners. Elitch lays off and takes that pitch low for ball two. They're going to appeal, and Sadler, the base umpire, says no swing. Now Camden's going to the mound. Talk with Kozik. Two balls, no strikes, the count. On cleanup hitter Sam Elitch. Breeze very, sometimes absolutely still, sometimes like right now, a little bit of a breeze blowing. Sunshine, welcome sight on Thursday, later in April afternoon. Two balls, no strikes to Elitch. Goes to get the belt, comes up and in, and somehow Elitch avoids getting hit. Now 3-0. Dalkovic at third, Bradle at second, Kuzier at first, and nowhere to put Elitch. Hergettstown already up 3-0. Kozik deals, misses high, ball four. RBI to Elitch. Third walk of the game, second consecutive here in the inning, the first intentional. Fourth run, all unearned. Wyatt Stevenson, who struck out his first time up, stands in with the bases loaded and two outs here at the top of the second. First pitch misses high. Kozik now can't find the measure. For the second time in the inning, Luke Camden going to the mound alone Obviously, Andy Vanya went once already. That was to talk to the infielders, but it's a mound trip nonetheless. So if he would go a second time here, he'd have to change his starting pitcher. Not really at a place where he wants to do that. Bucks have hurt themselves. Two infield errors in the game. And Kozik with the three walks, one intentional. One ball, no strikes to count to Wyatt Stevenson. Kutztown with the base is loaded. Fastball misses high, 2-0. Kozik has been, for the most part, has been high when he has missed. He's put a couple of pitches in the dirt, but has missed mostly high this afternoon. Peers in, gets the sign from Camden. Right-hander deals, way upstairs, ball three. It was a four-pitch walk to Elitch, and now three straight balls to Stevenson. Stevenson, the designated hitter, batting for catcher Colton County. Kozik's 3-0 strike call. And that's just above the belt, down the inner half of the plate. Now 3-1. Here that Stevenson was taking all the way there. Why not? Seven straight off the mark. Kozik's 3-1. Fouled off, straight back. That one hit the horizontal pipe here in the home plate backstop. And now the count is full, so anybody that knows anything about baseball, with bases loaded, two out, and a 3-2 count, runners will move upon the start of the lineup by Kozik. And there they go, 3-2 to the plate, strike three looking. Side retired, but not before Bergenstown adds a run on one hit, another Churches Houston error, and the bases left full. After 1.5, Bergenstown 4, Churches Houston nothing on the WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We've got some great offers on Mazda this month. Leasing is back. We have a great selection of Mazdas, over 100 in stock for immediate delivery. A new 2024 Mazda CX-30 2.5S all-wheel drive with automatic transmission. You can lease one for $199 a month for 36 months with only $4,500 in trade or cash down. That's right, only $199 a month. And your trade's probably worth that kind of money. So come on up and see us and drive one home today.
Offer on in-stock models with approved credit for very well-qualified lessees through Mazda Financial Services. Excludes tax, title, license, and other fees. Must take delivery by 4/30/24.
Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington, budbearmazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much.
The honest dealer, believably different, Bud Baer.
Go to the bottom of the second inning. Churches Houston looking for its first base runner. Looking to climb out of a 4-0 hole that has been really brought about by way of a couple of infield errors and another ball that wasn't caught, that certainly from this angle appeared like it could have been. Blue Devils will take it, up 4-0. Keegan Kozik will lead off the second for Bergenstown, Churches Houston. Anthony Romano, Nico Filosi will follow. The Cougar deals. First pitch to Kozik. Outside edge, call and strike. That fastball right down, splitting the white-black line on the outside edge there. Inside edge, and now Kozik in an 0-2 hole. Cougar has been both quick and efficient. 0-2 ripped on the ground off the body of first baseman Bradle, but it drops right in front of him, picks it up, runs to the bag, and Kozik retired. Anthony Romano coming to the plate now. Ball Bottom of the second, we play seven by regulation, extended by a tie score after equal at bat. Be short. Punt shown. Pitch low for a ball. Shortened to as many as three innings by a 15-run margin, or to five or six by 10-run lead. A pop foul and drifting out of play back behind the first base dugout. A ball and a strike to Anthony Romano. Cody Cougar, any of the Blue Devils, multi-sport athlete. Ball bunted, dives out in front of the plate. County picks it up, bobbles it, throw to first, not in time. Should have been an out. Error on catcher Colt County. Ball died about 3 feet out in front of home plate. County picked it, dropped it, had to pick it again. And by that time, Romano was crossing the base before the throw got there. So the first runner of the game for Chargers Houston brings up senior Nico Filosi. Pitching for a called strike. Breaking ball, strike two called. Filosi, tall right-handed hitting first baseman. Now in an 0-2 hole. Hoosier, quick pitch and swing and a miss. Filosi chased the ball way up out of the zone. Two outs in the inning. The batter now is right fielder Justice Buckingham. Two out, a runner at first. 4-0 lead for Bergenstown, fielding here in the bottom of the second. Hoosier's pitch right down the outside edge of the plate. A number of these players for Bergenstown with that extended state playoff run a couple of times. Check of the runner at first. Hoosier comes home, runner is on the move. Throw it by County is high, and it got into shallow center field, but Kovacs backing up there, stolen base for Romano. Putting the wheels in motion. Ball and a strike to count. Pitch was high, the throw was high. Buckingham with a base hit could get the Bucks on the board. The 1-1. Curveball, strike two. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. Ball was away the entire time until it caught the outer edge of the plate. Pop-up. First base side. Bredo in foul territory trying to get it measured. Lunges backward and has the ball in the glove in foul territory to end the inning. The foul pop-up to the first baseman ends the frame. No runs, an error, and a runner left on. We've played two. Bergenstown 4, Chargers Houston nothing here on the WJBA Sports Network.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics. Canton Township residents, start spring cleaning at Canton Cleanup Day. Saturday, May 25th, drop off items at 655 Grove Avenue. No paint or hazardous materials. TV disposal, $40. Tires without rims, $4 each. Oversized tires, $25 each. Proof of residency required. Snack stand available. Canton Township Cleanup Day, Saturday, May 25th, 10 till 3 at 655 Grove Avenue. Call for details, 724-225-8990.
Several position changes for Chargers Houston. Luke Camden will go from behind the plate to the pitcher's mound. Keegan Kozik will move to shortstop. and Dom Coomer will now move from short to catch. Kozik, two innings of work, charged with all four runs, none earned. Three hits, walked three, one of them intentional, and struck out four. Camden comes on here to start the top of the third inning. So again, it's Kozik to short, Coomer to catch, and Camden to pitch. Leading off the Bergenstown third inning, shortstop Riley Kennedy, two-run double, his first time up, batting here for the first time against Luke Camden, obviously. Pitch, tap, foul, and comes to the backstop. Almost the battery pack off the live stream, I believe. No balls in his strike. Swinging a miss. Camden running that ball in on the hands. No balls in two strikes. Camden's job here is to slam the door. It is 4-0 Bergenstown. Ball, that one comes almost into the camera lens. See one of those shots like you see on TV where the ball is coming right in and it shatters the lens. Ball laced foul and out of play. Heads up over there. Heads to the parking area. I mean, that's a long way down there. That line shot. Down holds it 0-2 to Riley Kennedy. I'm sorry, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Camden gets the sign from Coomer now catching. Swing and a miss. Kennedy down on strikes. First strikeout for Camden, the fifth strikeout for Bergenstown batter this afternoon. One out in the third. Bring up Jacob McNabb, popped out to second, ending the three-run Bergenstown first. First pitch, swing and a miss. The ball in on the hand. Elevated, McNabb get the hit of the bat on it. And the 0-1 is fouled off. Quickly in front of McNabb. Worked there by Luke Camden, working in front of both batters that he has seen so far. 0-2 pitch. Grounder. Kozik, a big hop over him. He had that measured, and that second hop just went about 8 feet in the air over him. Infield, or a base hit, rather, not an infield single, but a base hit for McNabb. Sometimes those bounces go for you, sometimes again you. That one, the Bucks, was again you. Kozik had that ball measured. Carson Talkovic to bat now, reached on an error on a bounding ball to first that was not handled cleanly. Check of the runner. Pitch to Talkovic. Strike call. Waist high. Outer half. Fourth hit of the ball game for Bergenstown. 17th batter of the game. Talkovic pops it up in the infield for Chinsky, second baseman. Drifting back. Gives way to the center fielder Romano. A little better look at it. Romano makes the call and the catch. Two outs. That'll bring up the nine hitter, James Lewis. Struck out swinging. They're trying to bunt a couple of times, one of which fouled right back into deep of the left arm of home plate umpire Jeff Boehner. A little better lead at first for McNabb, and Camden didn't like the looks of that either. Threw over, back in safely standing up is McNabb. Camden set. Over the shoulder, comes home. Fastball swung on and missed. Tell you what, that's the same pitch that Lewis tried to bunt on the first pitch of his first at bat. In off the plate, waist high. Came up empty on the swing, it's 0-1. Shorter lead for McNabb, 0-1 pitch to the plate, misses low. Back pick, and scrambling back in safely. Strikeout and a flyout wrapped around that bad hop single that has McNabb on at first base. Two outs, top of the third inning. One ball, one strike. Camden in relief from Kozik. The belt now to the plate. This is outside. Sharp breaking ball. Runs off the edge. Softball action in our home stretch coverage tomorrow. 2-1 upstairs, ball three. The 5A softball, Trinity and Thomas Jefferson. Those are two of the four teams currently tied atop of the section at 5-3. With just a handful of games left to play. 3-1. This is outside, ball four. First walk allowed by Camden, fourth walk of a Burgettstown batter in the game. Back to the top of the order and Matthew Bradle. Bradle singled sharply past then shortstop Coomer. Last time up. Two on, two out, top three. Curveball stays away, ball one. Coverage tomorrow will, airtime is 4 o'clock tomorrow. First pitch at Trinity Middle School softball complex will be at 4:15. Time granted to the batter, Bradle. Again, as I mentioned, able to add video into our coverage tomorrow. We've certainly enjoyed that expansion of our offerings at the WJPA Sports Network. When we can do that, we will, and we are tomorrow. Fastball stays away, 2-0. Time we do video, it'll be available on the NFHS network, but the regular season coverage will also be available free at WJPA.com sports page. Pitch misses high, ball three. Walk the nine hitter Lewis, and now three balls and no strikes to Bradle. Check of the runner at second, pitch to the plate, ball four, not close. Second walk of the inning, fifth Burgettstown walk drawn in the game. Again, the bases are loaded, so here comes Eric Kovach. Kovach one for two with a single in the first and a strikeout in the second inning. Day so far for Burgettstown, one and two hitters making their third appearances in the batter's box here in the third inning. Camden will work from the windup now. First pitch to the plate, strike called to Kovach. The ball's in a strike. Letter high, fastball, strike two. Camden trying to slam the door, keep it at 4-0. 0-2, Tapper to third, nice hop, goes a short way to second, getting there is Paczynski, throw by Christie right on the money, and the side is retired. The run's a hit, a couple of walks, and three more left on for the Blue Devils. We've played 2.5. Burgettstown 4, Churchill Houston nothing on the WJPA Sports Network.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family.
founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Sylvanian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SylvanianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The United Way of Washington County has a new free resource. It's called Volunteer Connection. It pairs people who want to volunteer with nonprofit organizations in need of help. Visit volunteerwashco.org. Local nonprofits can post volunteer opportunities, whether it be for single-day events or long-term positions, with links for individuals or groups to respond and get involved. Visit volunteerwashco.org, sponsored by Range Resources, hosted by United Way of Washington County.
Brody Kuzer with a 4-0 lead, set to face the bottom two hitters in the Chartres-Houston batting order for the first time. By contrast, the first two batters in the Bergenstown order have batted three times already. 8-9-1, Christie, Coomer, and Walsh do the bat up for Chartres-Houston. First meeting between these two, April 17th. 14-4 Chartres-Houston win, a game that was 2-2 into the fifth inning. Houston scored seven in the fifth, gave up two in the bottom of the inning, and then the Bucks with three in the sixth and two more in the seventh. Fastball misses inside from Kuzer to Nathan Christie. You're working quickly. Two balls and no strikes. Well, if you're a Chartres-Houston batter, you better be ready. You step that second foot in the box because Kuzer's coming. 2-0. Strike call. Caught the outside edge. Pitch it. Get it back. Pitch it again. Tapper toward the second baseman, McNabb. Second hop and flip to first in time. Soft contact off the bat of Nathan Christie. Now the catcher, Tom Coomer, comes to the plate. One out here in the third. Winner of this game will take sole possession of first place. First pitch to Coomer, strike called. Kuzer winds and deals. Curveball in for a called strike. Chartres-Houston 6-1 in the league. Bergenstown 5-1. Charleroi is 6-2. Swing and a miss. Three pitch strikeout. Third K of the game through nine batters for Brody Kuzer. Two out, nobody on. Back to the top of the order and left fielder Aaron Walsh. Houston with a home and home with Frazier next week, Monday, Tuesday. First pitch is in the dirt. For Bergenstown, it's home and home with Wash Eye Monday at Wild Things Park in the afternoon, and then home with the little practice. Grounder up the middle, base hit, Aaron Walsh. Kuzer tried to kick it, knock it down. Got a little kick save move there, but couldn't get to it. First hit of the game for Chartres-Houston as a two-out Walsh single. Bring up second baseman Jake Perchinski, lined out. But second baseman McNabb in his only at-bat. Who's your work from the belt? First pitch, strike called. They sit just the second base runner of the game for the Bucks. Pick off, throw to first, throw into the shortstop late getting there. Stolen base for Walsh. Riley Kennedy was really late getting to the bag and then did not make the catch. And Walsh, who was cleanly picked off by the left fielder Kuzer, broke on the move and ends up with a stolen base. Second steal of the game for the Bucks. Need a two-out something to get on the board. 0-1, swing and a miss. Pertinsky taking a pretty big cut after an outside fastball. Now he's in an 0-2 hole. Hoosier comes to the plate. Ball lays down the right field line. It's going to get down and fielded by Talkovic. His play back to the infield. It's going to be close. It's cut off by the pitcher, Hoosier. I got to tell you, if Hoosier doesn't pick that, they might have Walsh at the plate. RBI single, Pertinsky going the other way on an 0-2 pitch to get the Bucks on the board. Back-to-back two-out singles. And now it's the Blue Devils with a play or two that could have been made that were not. The pickoff, but Walsh able to get the steal on it. Then again, if Hoosier doesn't cut that ball, that might be in time to get the out at the plate. Batter now is Luke Camden. Pitch off the glove of the catcher, County. It's going to be a pass ball, and into second goes Pertinsky. One ball, no strikes. It was 4-0 when the inning started. Ground out, strikeout to open the inning, but now two out base hits for the Bucks. Run across the board. Pitch in for a strike. It's 1-1. Hoosier at the belt. Camden check swing. Went around. 1-2 the count now. Lefty on lefty matchup. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. Got Camden leaning out of the box, leaning back, and waves at the curveball running away from him. Fourth strikeout for Hoosier. But the Bucks get on the board. A run on two hits, one left on. We've played three innings. Your score, Bergen's down 4, Syracuse Houston 1 here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We've got some great offers on Mazda this month. Leasing is back. We have a great selection of Mazdas, over 100 in stock for immediate delivery. A new 2024 Mazda CX-30 2.5S all-wheel drive with automatic transmission. You can lease one for $199 a month for 36 months with only $4,500 in trade or cash down. That's right, only $199 a month. And your trade's probably worth that kind of money. So come on up and see us and drive one home today.
Offer on in-stock models with approved credit for very well-qualified lessees through Mazda Financial Services. Excludes tax, title, license, and other fees. Must take delivery by 4/30/24.
Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington, budbearmazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much.
The honest dealer, believably different, Bud Baer.
Top of the fourth, 4-1 lead for Bergenstown. Brody Hoosier leads off. Swings at the first pitch and lifts it foul up and out of play. Bergenstown had a chance to add to the lead in the top of the third, but couldn't get a bases loaded two-out hit. Sweeping curveball misses low to Hoosier, a ball and a strike. Luke Camden, second inning of relief, deals way outside with a heater. 2-1. Last two one-loss teams in this section. Pitching away. 3-1. Charleroi has already lost twice. Bergenstown and Charleroi have to play a makeup game. Pitch misses high. Third walk allowed by Camden since taking over for Kozik. By my count, that's 6 walks to Bergenstown batters in the game. Lead-off single here to Hoosier. And Elich to bat now. Elich strokes it to right field. Buckingham can't make it to catch. The ball will one off the fence. Throw back to the infield. Runner making the turn around third. Throw coming to the plate. Standing up in safely. Cougar comes in standing, and well, he just beat the throw. But an RBI double for Sam Elitch, his second run batted into the game, and two batters into the fourth. The Blue Devils get that run right back. Elitch stroked that ball to right field. Buckingham chased it clear to the fence. Throw back to the middle of the infield, then the relay from there to the plate. On in time, bunt shown. Pitch taken high by Stevenson, the DH, who's 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson has struck out both times. And this fastball misses away 2-0. Stevenson looks prepared to give himself up. But Camden off the zone with the each of the first two pitches. Stevenson takes a fastball for a called strike. First baseman Pelosi charging. Third baseman Christie staying home. You could, Stevenson bunts it. The third is going to be a problem. Ball ripped into left on the ground. Rounding third is Elitch to play to the infield. Not in time. RBI single for Stevenson. And now it's 6-1. A walk, double, single. And 6-1 lead for the Blue Devils. Batter now is Riley Kennedy. Kennedy with a two-run double in the first. 1-for-2 this afternoon. Ball popped up into shallow left. Aaron Walsh comes on. He'll make the call and the catch for the first out. Runner retreats to first in Stevenson. That'll bring up Jacob McNabb. McNabb 1-for-2 with a single in the third inning. Stranded when the inning ended. With the bases loaded, Bergenstown has scored 6 runs and they've left 7 runners aboard so far. Throw over to first. Stevenson back in easily. Up to a 2-step, now a little extra lead. Check to the runner, pitch to the plate, popped up behind second. Room there for Perchinski to make the grab in the dirt. 2 outs. Back-to-back pitches getting out for Luke Camden after 3 straight hits. Carson Talkovic to bat now with 2 outs and a runner at first here in the top of the fourth. Pitch to the plate popped up. First pitch swinging. 3 batters in a row. The ball's in a strike to Talkovic. Camden checks the runner at first. Pitch hit on the ground. Kozik has that ball come up. He was playing it exactly right in another funky hop. That one hit him in the chest, though. It would be an E6. To put runners at first and second. Hard skin infield here at Allison Park. Third error of the game by the Bucks infielders. Ball skied to right center field. Center fielder Romano, Buckingham, the right fielder making a chase, and it'll be Buckingham getting it in the glove, but not before Bergenstown. 2 runs on 2 hits and error, and 2 left on base. We've played 3.5. Now Bergenstown 6, Churchill Houston 1 from the WJPA Sports Network.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
In your journey back to work, we understand the barriers you may face. We have a solution to bridge that gap. No matter your background, PA CareerLink staff are here to provide personalized assistance and help you thrive. Take the first step towards a new chapter in your career journey with PA CareerLink. Visit pacareerlink.pa.gov or your local PA CareerLink office today. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Bottom of the fourth inning. Keegan Kozik to lead off. Bergenstown with a 6-1 lead, and Brody Kuzier has allowed just two hits and one other base runner through the first three. Kozik, Romano, Filosi scheduled to bat. Enter Brody Kuzier. Lines and deals. Kozik takes the first pitch for a call and strike. Kozik 0-for-1 in the game. Grounded softly to first. First time up. Fouls a pitch straight back, and it hits one of the senior banners hanging here on the backstop. Happened to hit his own senior banner. Whacked himself in the back of the head. The 0-2 fastball away, 1-2. Well, batters in, the Bucks have just had three base runners. Strike three called at the knees. Looking pitch. Five strikeouts for Kuzier. They'll bring up Anthony Romano. Charleroi Best center. Baldwin, Canamac, other baseball games involving county teams today. Softball action, Canamac at home with Tenfield. West Green playing at Chargers Houston, right on the other side of the park. Ball lifted foul and just stripped back out of play. A walk area here at Allison Park. Also, Mapletown playing at Jefferson Morgan. That game in the West Green Chargers Houston softball game in that 1A softball section. Breaking ball up above the letters. One count. Swing and a foul tip. That one got the, I think that got County on the right side. Kneeling down, and that ball was up and came right off the bat and right down onto the thigh of County. Now, there's been a lot of talk about the kneeling catchers and that kind of, it doesn't matter what you're doing in position-wise, that pitch is coming down and going to hit unprotected thigh meat. County trying to walk it off. Jeff Boehner's not going to let him crouch back down until he's ready to go. Funny little bit on the Pirate broadcast the other night when William Contreras got hurt taking a pitch. Strike three, looking. Romano down on strike. Didn't like that call. That looked to be right at the knees. But the foul ball right off the front of the knee of Contreras, and he doubled over and dropped down. And Bob Walk was talking about if that same thing had happened to a pitcher that had been a manager, a pitching coach, and six athletic trainers out to check on him because it was the catcher Contreras, they just yelled out, "You're okay." And on they went. First pitch to Nico Filosi, misses outside for a ball. Two out, nobody on. Filosi swings and misses. Struck out his first time up. The pitch that was fastball off the plate. First time up, strikeout. Fastball misses away. That's the pitch that he struck out on. Trying to get it chased. Two balls and one strike. Who's your deal? Filosi fouls it straight back. count with two out, nobody on. Bergenstown leading Church's Houston 6-1. Middle part of the ball game. Hoosiers 2-2, off speed, swing and a miss. And the side retired. 7 strikeouts in the game, 4 in a row now for Brody Cousier. We played 4, Bergenstown 6, Church's Houston 1 from the WJPA Sports Network.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sexual violence does not discriminate based on race, gender, orientation, age, or ability. Are you a survivor of sexual violence? Counseling and advocacy services are available at no cost to you through the Care Center STARS program. Sexual assault is not your fault, and you don't have to go through this experience alone. Please contact the STARS program at 724-229-5007. That's 724-229-5007.
Of defensive changes for Church's Houston. One change in the batting order. Entering the game, the middle part of the batting order, and now playing left field, number 14, Brady Robaugh. First pitch to Matthew Bradle in for a called strike. Luke Camden working his third inning in relief. Pitch is outside for a ball. Brady Robaugh into the game. And now playing left field. Swing and a miss. Bradle now behind in the count 1-2. The other change, Aaron Walsh moves from left to center. Bradle puts the pitch foul and out of play. Ball and two strikes. Bradle batting for the fourth time in the game. Takes a curveball down and in. 2-2. So a hit in 2 official at-bats. 2 misses outside. Ball 3. Camden winds and deals. This is outside, ball 4. The fourth walk allowed by Camden. Starter Kozik walked 3. Then the first 2 innings. So a leadoff walk to Bradle. The batter now is Aaron Kovach. And Bradle in a 1-2 hole, but could not find the measure. Kovach. 1-for-3, with a single and a run scored. Shows bunt, fouls it off straight back. And like so many batters, Kovach tried that chop bunt thing instead of putting the bat out in front of the ball, tried to chop it. Cradle to his lead. Camden to his set. Fastball high and tight, 1-1. No bunt shown time by the batter Kovach. One. Grounder to second for Chinsky to Kozik. The relay, not in time. The lead runner will not quite hit hard enough to turn the 2. One out here in the 5th. Brody Cousier comes to the plate and walked 3 times. Once intentionally, scored a couple of runs. hole on the right side for this left-handed batter. First baseman Pelosi holding the runner. Ball hit in the air, hit well to right. Buckingham back toward the fence. And he makes the catch. Going to try to double off the runner and will have no trouble doing so. Great grab by Justice Buckingham. Kovach thought the ball was going to get down, and he was almost to third and no chance to get back. The flyout double play ends the inning. No runs, no hits, and nobody left on. We played four and a half. Bergetstown 6, Churchill Houston 1 for the WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We've got some great offers on Mazda this month. Leasing is back. We have a great selection of Mazdas, over 100 in stock for immediate delivery. A new 2024 Mazda CX-30 2.5S all-wheel drive with automatic transmission. You can lease one for $199 a month for 36 months with only $4,500 in trade or cash down. That's right, only $199 a month. And your trade's probably worth that kind of money. So come on up and see us and drive one home today.
Offer on in-stock models with approved credit for very well-qualified lessees through Mazda Financial Services. Excludes tax, title, license, and other fees. Must take delivery by 4/30/24.
Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington, budbearmazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much.
The honest dealer, believably different, Bud Baer.
May have thought he hit a home run. Kovach clearly thought he had hit at least a double. And as it turns out, it's a fly-out throw behind the runner double play that ended the Bergetstown fifth inning. To the bottom of the frame, the guy that made the play of the day in the outfield, Justice Buckingham, will come to the plate. That, you know, plays like that with the fielder coming to the plate always brings out the comment about, oh, it always happens. You make a great defensive play, you lead off the next inning. It doesn't happen very often. It just sticks out when it does happen. Buckingham to lead out. He fouled out to in his only at-bat. That was ending the second inning. 6-1 Bergetstown. Buckingham, Christie, and Coomer, the scheduled hitters. 7-8-9 in the lineup. First pitch from Hoosier misses below the knees. Ball one. Two hits in the game so far for Churchill Houston. They were back-to-back after two outs in the third. Pitch missing high from the senior left-hander. Two-oh, swing and a miss down the outside edge of the plate. Two-one, lifted foul. That's out of play. For the parking lot beyond the foul area in right field. 2-2 now the count. Buckingham steps in. Left-hander Coosier deals. 2-2 lifted foul again, almost the same place. Work by Buckingham as he gets back in the box. He is looking at pitcher Coosier the entire time, making sure that quick pitch. Curveball down and in. Fills the count 3-2. Good recognition early on by the batter. See that off-speed pitch. Here's a 3-2. Fouled off a fastball. Heading back toward the pavilion area. For the second time, curveball outside, ball four. First walk of the game by Coosier, leadoff runner aboard for the first time in the game for the Bucks. The Bergetstown coaches wanted that, but that ball was around the plate, did not ever come across. It was a ball. That is Nathan Christie, Bucks third baseman. Fastball almost went to the backstop, snared by County. way outside. Christie grounded out to second in his only at bat so far. Buckingham to a good lead. Throw over by Couser. First baseman Bradle playing up in front of the bag. Buckingham right back to that lead, pitch to the plate, fastball high, ball two. Couser bringing the heat in case Buckingham's running, but unable to find the measure with either of those two fastballs to the eight hitter. One way outside, that one way high. 2-0, strike called above the belt, outer edge of the plate. Down 6-1, if Buckingham's going to be running, you got to be sure you're going to get there. Well, better lead at first. Pitch to the plate. Hit on the ground softly. Shortstop Kennedy to his right. Misplays it. Second error of the game on Burgess. Down 2-1. Nobody out here in the fifth. Kennedy was going to have only one play because of how softly the ball was hit. Going to have to go to first and try to get Christie. Doesn't run particularly well, but Kennedy didn't have a play because he never got the ball in the glove. And now Dom Coomer to bat, a nine-hitter. Do you bunt here? The answer on pitch one is no, swinging a foul tip. Two on, nobody out. Time granted to Coomer. And Andy Mannion going through the signs. Swung and foul tip the first pitch. Now shows bunt. Puts it down. Back to the pitcher. Couser is going to take the out at first. Covered up there by second baseman McNabb. Sacrifice moves runners to second and third with one out. Mannion, after giving Coomer a chance on the first swing, has him lay down the bunt. Play goes 1-4. Back to the top of the order. Aaron Walsh scored the only run of the game so far for Chartiers Houston. One out single, a stolen base after getting picked off, and then scored on the base hit by Jake Brzezinski. Curve ball down and in for ball one to Walsh, now playing center field. Breaks over the heart of the plate. It's above the waist. In for a called strike. It's 1-1. Fastball outside. 2-1. Really not a bad pitch there from Couser with the thought that there might be a bunt on. That fastball away, and anything's happening with Walsh. He never did offer, never showed bunt or anything. So now you get a comeback. Two balls, one strike, one out. Runners at second and third for Chartiers Houston. Fastball up and away. Hoosiers 3-1 to the plate. This is low, ball four to load the bases. Second walk of the inning, second of the game. Allowed by Couser, and Doug Tuno is going to go to the mound. One out here in the fifth. Don't look now, but the Bucks, who have been really held pretty quietly through the first four innings, have the bases loaded here in the fifth. Infield gathering. Love taps for everybody, but it doesn't appear that Couser's going anywhere. They catch your breath. Timeout there by Doug Tuno. Now the two-hitter, Jake Brzezinski, stands in. RBI single his last time up. Batting here with the base is loaded and one out in the fifth. Chartiers Houston trailing 6-1 at the moment. Couser will go back to working from the windup with the base is loaded. First pitch is a fastball away, ball one. Buckingham in third, Christie in second, Walsh at first, and Jake Furczynski batting. The 1-0, that's below the knees, 2-0. Hoosiers, 2-0 pitch, fouled off. Furczynski with a late swing. In a late swing his last time up, but he laced a single down the right field line. 2-1. One out. Pitch from Hoosier. Fouled off. Pitch down around the knees, and he tried to get down and get it. Now the count is 2-2. Big situation in this game with the Bucks down 5. Hoosiers 2-2 curveball, swinging him in. Furczynski recognized it pretty early, but just could not find the measure with the swing. And now 2 outs in the inning. The batter will be Luke Camden. Camden started the game catching. Left-handed hitting catcher took over on the mound to open the third. Hoosier misses way inside. That almost hit Camden. Camden is 0 for 2, a couple of strikeouts, and that's a purpose pitch there from Hoosier. Another fastball inside. Almost going to look for Hoosier now to go to the breaking ball and try to get Camden leaning back. That's what happened the last time. Started a breaking ball at the batter, leaned back, and then waved with two strikes. Fastball ripped to right. Going to get down. One hop to the right fielder, Talkovic. Plays it back quickly, and only one runs in, but a base hit RBI for Luke Camden scores Buckingham. It leaves the bases loaded. 6-2 the count now. Here comes Keegan Kozik now. Two outs in the inning. The run on the board already in this inning is unearned, and any that would follow will be unearned. We get a courtesy runner at first base, Avery Molick, in the game running for the pitcher Camden. So now Christie at third, Walsh at second, and Molick at first. Hits the Kozik stroke. That's going to find the grass in left center field and going to roll for a wave. Cut off right before the fence. Kovach cuts it off and gets it back in quickly. Two-run double for Keegan Kozik. And don't look now, but it's 6-4. By Andy Mannion deciding to hold up the third runner, Molick. Would have been not wanting to run into the final out at the plate. But. So it's 6-4 now. And we're going to get a batter. Paul Williamson checks into the game. The runners at second and third now with two outs. Paul Williamson to bat. Hoosier's first pitch. Williamson takes it outside for ball one. Second pitch goes to the backstop, pops high up on the screen. Molick scores to make it 6-5. Wild pitch. And on the play as well, Kozik moves to third base. Six-five the count now. Two out single by Camden, two out double by Kozik, and now the wild pitch, two balls and no strikes. The count to Williamson. Fastball high, ball three. Now, Romano started in his spot in the lineup. Brady Robaugh relieved in the top of the inning, and now Williamson draws a four-pitch walk. Third walk of the inning allowed by Brody Cougar. And here comes Nico Filosi. All of a sudden, the Bucks threatening to do something in the fifth inning. They've already scored four. The first meeting between these two, Syracuse Houston scored seven runs in this fifth inning. Pitch to Filosi is a strike at the knee, at the waist. A couple of strikeouts for Filosi today. Runners at the corners. 0-1, pulled into left field, gets down, and the game is tied. RBI single for Filosi. Kozik scores. Williamson to second. Nine men have batted in this inning, and five have come across the pay station. We're right back where we started. Justice Buckingham. Fastball in for a called strike. We look back to the top of the inning, the play made by Buckingham to catch the fly ball and then create the double play. And then started the inning drawing a walk, and the Bucks have taken advantage of an error to tie the ball game. No balls and two strikes to Buckingham after that foul ball. Hoosier set at the belt. Pitch to the plate, up and away. Long way off the bag is Filosi at second, at first. Not sure where he's going. He's going to run right up the back of Paul Williamson. The runner at the second. Pitch misses low, 2-2. Syracuse Houston was just three batters beyond the minimum in through four innings. Her ball stays high, ball three. And now, Filosi is way off the bag at first. Throw to first, Williamson on the move. The throw into third gets away, and Williamson going to hold. I'm not sure what Filosi did. He almost did that the first time, and now Filosi forces Williamson to run from second. He gets into third when the throw gets away there. It's going to be an E3 on the low throw to allow Williamson to get into third. Now, three balls, two strikes to count to Buckingham. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. And the side is retired, but not before the Bucks square it up with five runs on three hits, two Burgettstown errors, and two runners left on. We played five complete. The score now, Burgettstown 6, Syracuse Houston 6, the WJPA Sports Network.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
The Community Snapshot is a new concept. Using data-driven research, the Washington County Community Foundation looked at our county's strengths and weaknesses and then created the Community Snapshot website to profile those needs and opportunities. Go to communitysnapshot.org. You can learn about services local nonprofits offer or educate yourself about great causes to support. It shows where we are as a county and where we need to go. Check out communitysnapshot.org.
A week ago when these two met, it was tied 2-2 going to the fifth. Today it's tied 6-6 going to the sixth. Sam Elitch, who's had a good day today, leads off, takes the first pitch, a breaking ball for ball one from Luke Camden. Camden working his fourth inning of relief. Ball lifted in the air to right. Buckingham settling under this one a little better, a little easier than the previous play he made, but gets it in the glove. One out. Buckingham has handled three of the last five batted balls for outs, or that have produced outs anyway. The one in the middle led to a double play. One out here in the sixth. Wyatt Stevenson, the DH, stands in. First pitch, strike called, cuts across the plate. Stevenson 0 for 2 plus a base, or 1 for 2 plus a couple of strikeouts. Hits one on the button to center. Aaron Walsh turns his back to the infield, and he's going to play it off the fence. Digging into second is Stevenson with a one-out double. Ball hit right on the button and all but got out of here. 350 feet to straightaway center. Riley Kennedy, who doubled his first at bat, driven in a couple of runs with that hit. Low bridge, stays up and in, ball one. Burgettstown scored three in the first, one in the second, two more in the fourth. Syracuse Houston with one in the third and five, all unearned in that fifth inning to tie the game. Syracuse Houston has never led. It's in for a called strike. It's 1-1. Camden at the belt. Checks the runner. 1-1 to the plate. Misses above the letters. 2-1. Kennedy with a double, a strikeout, and a flyout. And three at bat. Two-run double drove in the second and third runs of that first inning. Tapper fouls the third baseline, even the count at 2-2. Great to have you along on WJPA AM in Washington, online WJPA.com, WJPA Sports Network. Balls, two strikes. Camden, long look at second, comes to the plate, misses high. Invite you to find us on Facebook and follow our Facebook page, nightly score updates. Schedules posted each morning for Washington Green County team. 3-2, swing and a miss. Kennedy struck out for the second time. That is just the second strikeout for Camden, both of them against Riley Kennedy. Two out in the inning. Jacob McNabb to bat now. Pop foul back to the backstop screen. Single and was stranded in the third. Pop up to second base. The first and the fourth inning off the bat of second baseman Jacob McNabb. Two out, no balls and a strike. Camden at the belt. Check of the runner at second. Pitch to the plate. Stroke to right. That's going to get down. Buckingham over to play it quickly, but the throw back to the infield is not going to be in time by a step. RBI single for Jacob McNabb, and Burgettstown right back in front. Second hit of the day for McNabb, scoring Stevenson. 7-6 Blue Devils. That'll bring up Carson Talkovic. Talkovic has reached on two infield errors. Check of the runner, pitch to the plate, breaking ball stays high, pick on in time. Talkovic in a high-hopping ground ball mishandled by first baseman Pelosi, really over in front of the second baseman, pitch off the glove of the catcher Coomer and goes to the backstop. Ruled out a wild pitch up and in to the batter. Coomer unable to catch it. 2-0 the count now. And with that, the danger is a base hit here by Talkovic would add a run, likely. Nab runs pretty well. 2-0 to the plate, misses outside. Talkovic reached on the air on Pelosi in the second, hit a sharp grounder that a little funky hop on shortstop Kosick in the fourth, misplayed, in for a strike. Runner at second, two outs, a run in for Burgettstown, retaking the lead here in the sixth. Runner on the move, pitch is fouled off. McNabb on the run on the 3-1 pitch. Count now full up at 3-2. Seven, six. Burgettstown in front, batting in the top half of the sixth. Short lead at second for McNabb, not running. Pitch taken high for ball four. Fifth walk of the game allowed by Luke Camden. Came on to start the third inning. Eighth walk of the game by a Chartiers Houston pitcher. Mannion going to call the team around the pitcher's mound and talk things over. Not asked for the ball yet from Luke Camden, so the discussion here. Going to make the change. 6 baseball and softball games involving Washington Greene County teams today. 2 of them here at Allison Park. Chartiers Houston softball hosting West Greene over behind the Allison Elementary. Jefferson Morgan at home to Mapletown. Canamax softball hosting Hempfield at the North Germain Intermediate School. Canamax baseball playing at home. McDowell Lane Complex hosting Baldwin, in addition to Burgettstown Chartiers Houston, Best Center home to Charleroi. First pitch in the dirt, nice pick by catcher Coomer. Pitch to James Lewis. 0 for 2 plus a walk in the game. Two out, two on. Here's the curveball in for a called strike. Started that right at Lewis. Broke over the heart of the plate. Had a 6-1 lead at the bottom of the fifth, but 5 unearned runs for the Bucks tied the game. Undaunted, Burgettstown comes back here with a 2-out RBI single from Jacob McNabb. Retake the lead. Now a walk to Talkovic. 2-1 and 2 out. The 1-1 to the plate. This is below the knees. 2-1. Stretch drive coverage continues tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock airtime, on air, online, and video, multi-camera video from Trinity Middle School as the Trinity Hiller softballers take on Thomas Jefferson the second time. Pitch in the dirt, picked on her long way off second, but able to scramble back as Coomer made sure he had that pitch. And now 3-1 the count. Camden, you want to battle back here and get Lewis. 3-1, strike called. Between the belt and the letters, outer half of the plate. 3 balls, 2 strikes, the runners will break on the pitch. 3-2, Stafford toward the shortstop. Kosick handles it, throws on the move, and a pick on the back end by Pelosi to save the low throw and end the inning. But Burgettstown retakes the lead with a run on 2 hits, two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Your score, Bergenstown 7, Churchill Houston 6, here on the WJPA Sports Network.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. I see.
The Thomas Campbell Apartments are now accepting applications for newly remodeled units with occupancy available in the next several months. These 1 and 2 bedroom units have been completely remodeled, including new safety features throughout. Must be 62 or older to apply. Call for availability 724-225-2290. For more than half a century, the Thomas Campbell Apartments have provided affordable, independent living in the Washington community. Call now, 724-225-2290. The Thomas Campbell Apartments, equal housing opportunity.
Defensive changes for Bergenstown. Eric Kovacs comes from center field to the mound to pitch. Brody Cougar will go to left field. And left fielder James Lewis will move from left to center. Again, it's Kovacs to the mound, Cougar to left, and Lewis to center field. For Cougar, 5 innings, 6 runs, just 1 earned. Give up 5 hits, walked 3, and struck out 9 in the game. Can win, cannot lose. Game belongs to the relievers, Eric Kovacs, to the Hoosier, the starter, and to the Bucks reliever, Luke Campus. Pitch in for a called strike from the left-hander to Nathan Christie, Churchill Houston third baseman. Reached on an error and a ground ball softly in the hole at short, displayed by Kennedy. 5-run inning, fastball up and away, 1-1. The luxury of having two quality left-handers is the one that is enjoyed by Doug Cuno. Fastball hit on the ground, that's in the hole with short. Kennedy to his right, the backhand pick, throw at first, gets away, goes partway down the line, but Christie not going anywhere, reaches on the infield single. And Dom Coomer to bat now for the potential tying run aboard with nobody out here in the sixth for Churchill Houston. Sixth hit of the game for the Bucks. Had just 2 through the first 4 frames. 3 hits in the fifth, 1 here in the sixth. Kovacs holds the runner, pitch misses inside for ball 1. Time. Catcher Colton County was set up outside. Pitch cut way across. Missed inside. Time granted to the batter Dom Coomer while Kovacs was set in the stretch. And he never looked home. Didn't realize that time had been called. Broke the stretch and started home and then realized there was nobody in their position. Check of the runner, bunt shown, pitch taken for a called strike, 1-1. Coomer struck out in the third, put down a sacrifice bunt that Hoosier handled in that fifth inning. Short lead at first for Christie. Coomer shows bunt, chops at it, comes up empty, that pitch down in the dirt. Chased after it. So now 1-2 the count. Here the Bucks, if you're going to sacrifice, you want a bigger lead by your runner at first. He's maybe a step off. Tapper to second. Second baseman McDabb will throw to second for 1. There'll be no relay. The force out of Christie. Well, that's the other thing. That very short lead taken by Christie none of that ball was a slow two hopper to McNabb. He had plenty of time because of the short lead. So Coomer takes over at first for the runners. They exchange runners there. One out in the inning. The batter now, Aaron Walsh. 0-for-1 plus a walk and a couple of runs scored. Out here in the Burgess and the Chartreuse Houston six. A better lead at first. Fastball called strike. Better lead for Coomer at first. Out to Sue and a little extra throw over. Gets back down in diving. Or scrambling back in. Left-hander, Kovach. Let's in, gets his sign, comes set at the belt. Pitch to the plate. Grounded into the hole, gonna get into left field, base hit. Two hits in the game, or in the inning. Both of them almost in the exact same spot. That one gets into left field. Two on, one out for the Bucks. That brings up Jake Perchinski. RBI single in the third. Drove in the Bucks' first run. Struck out in the fifth inning. 1-for-3 in the game. Tying run at second base. With one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Chinsky fouls the first pitch out of play. Middle infielders playing in regular position. Now Riley Kennedy dogging up behind the runner Coomer at second, and timeout granted to Perchinski. 7-6, Burgess down up by a run. Chartreuse Houston with 2-1 and 1 out here in the bottom of the sixth. Eric Kovach. Curveball, sharp breaker. Nice 12-6 curveball. Drops in for strike two on Perchinski. On a spin on that ball to drop it like that. Kennedy trying to keep Coomer close to second. Sprints back to his position. 0-2 curveball. Going to call that as a swing. Two out in the inning. That nasty breaking ball coming down and in. The batter now is Luke Camden. Now lefty on lefty here. Camden with a base hit his last time up. Drove in a run. Courtesy runner later scored. 2-1 and 2 out now. Kovach starts a breaking ball right at the batter. Ducks down underneath, takes it for ball one. Hoosier charged with 6 runs, just 1 earned in the first 5. Line to get the win if Bergenstown can protect the lead. 1-0 fastball right down the heart of the plate, called strike. Luke Camden, 1-for-3. Struck out the first 2 times against Coosier. Then singled the last time. Facing Kovach, obviously, for the first time. Coomer to a little bigger lead at second. Shortstop Kennedy at the bag. Kovach pitches the plate. The curveball gets through the catcher. Wild pitch will move the runners up 90 feet. Two balls, one strike to Camden. A base hit here could put the Chartreuse Houston in the lead for the first time, and they're now going to intentionally walk Camden. So that'll bring up Keegan Kozik. And Avery Molik will run for the pitcher at first. Bases are loaded now with the intentional walk. Kozik doubles his last time up. Batting here with the bases loaded. Same situation as his last time. Fastball misses low, ball one. In the fifth inning, single, double, walk, single, all after two outs. The game tied at six all. 1-0 to Kozik, and he drills one to right center. Laying out, center fielder can't make the grab. Off the glove, goes to the fence. Two runs are in. Here comes the third run. A three-run double for Keegan Kozik. A five RBI afternoon for Kozik. And Chargers Houston has taken the lead for the first time. The Bucks are up 9-7. Nearly caught by center fielder Lewis. Ball off his glove as he hit the ground and just could not hold on to it and had to scramble up and play it back to the infield. Paul Williamson to bat for the second time. Walked his in a pinch hit appearance in the fifth inning. To Williamson is a fastball in for a called strike. And now the game in the hands of the relievers. It belongs to Kovach and to Camden now. Kovach touched up for three runs this frame. Fastball away. Nine-seven. Chargers Houston in front for the first time today. It's the plate. Williamson swings and fouls that off. Now 1-2 the count. Single, fielder's choice, single, strikeout, wild pitch, intentional walk, three-run double. The inning so far, Williamson fouls the pitch off late. Late swing. A fastball from Eric Kovach. When we go to the seventh, Burgettstown will need at least two. They'll be at the top of the order to open the seventh inning. But first things first, Blue Devils need to get the final out of the Chargers Houston sixth. Fastball just outside. Catcher County was set up outside and then reached the mid across his body to catch that pitch. 2-2 the count. Kovach at the belt. Kozik to his lead. 2-2 swing and a miss. Williamson down on strikes. But the damage is done. Chargers Houston scores three runs on three hits. A runner left on. We go to the seventh. Chargers Houston 9, Burgettstown 7 here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We've got some great offers on Mazda this month. Leasing is back. We have a great selection of Mazdas, over 100 in stock for immediate delivery. A new 2024 Mazda CX-30 2.5S all-wheel drive with automatic transmission. You can lease one for $199 a month for 36 months with only $4,500 in trade or cash down. That's right, only $199 a month. And your trade's probably worth that kind of money. So come on up and see us and drive one home today.
Offer on in-stock models with approved credit for very well-qualified lessees through Mazda Financial Services. Excludes tax, title, license, and other fees. Must take delivery by 4/30/24.
Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington, budbearmazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much.
The honest dealer, believably different, Bud Baer.
Chargers Houston leading. One lineup note for the Bucks. Re-enter number three Anthony Romano in center and move Aaron Walsh back to left field. So it's Walsh, Romano, Buckingham, the way we start. started defensively. Top of the order for Burgettstown. Bradle, Kovach, and Kuzier scheduled to bat. This is down low for a ball. Now two balls and no strikes. Luke Camden trying to find the measure. Bradle walked a couple of times. Gets in for a called strike. 2-1. 1-for-2 plus those two walks, but was retired on force plays both times. Two balls and a strike. Camden deals. This is up and away. Ball three. I have 8 hits in the game for Burgettstown and 8 for Chartiers Houston. 3-1, not close. Bradle walks for the third time. 6th walk allowed by Luke Camden since coming on to open the start the third inning. Batters Eric Kovach. 1-for-4 today, singled in the first, strikeout, and twice has hit into force play since then. Camden trying to pick up the win in relief of the starter, Keegan Kozik. Ball ripped past third baseman Christie, down the left field line. Walking a single. Tying run aboard for Burgettstown here in the top of the 7th inning. That will bring up Brody Kuzier. Kuzier has walked 3 times, once intentionally, and also hit the fly ball that looked like it might get out of here. It might get down for an RBI double, and it turned out to be an inning-ending fly ball double play in the top of the 5th that then ignited the Bucks. They turned the next 9 batters, 5 runs across the plate. Offering players only for Chartiers Houston. 1st and 2nd for Burgettstown. It's your recap in the post game. Check of the runners, pitch to Kuzier, the breaking ball, strike call. Pitch was never over the plate until it bent, caught the back outside corner. Curveball hit in the air to center, Romano giving chase, and it's going to hit the base of the fence. 1 run is in, Kuzier into 2nd with an RBI double. Tying run now at 3rd. Go-ahead run at 2nd. And Andy Mannion's going to go out and talk things over. Sam Elitch coming due up next, but the question is, who will he bat against? Elitch today reached on an error, a walk, an RBI double, and a fly out. A couple of RBIs in the day, 2 runs scored as well for Elitch. Runners at 2nd and 3rd and nobody out for Burgettstown. Just a note, if we go to the bottom of the 7th, Chartiers Houston will have 6, 7, 8 hitters due to bat. The Pelosi, Buckingham, and Christie, but we're a long way from going there. Burgettstown can force that by getting at least 1 more run and tying this game. Chartiers Houston can avoid that by getting 3 outs without allowing Kovach or anybody else to score. Elitch digs in. He's ready to go. Camden winds and deals. Elitch hits it hard on the ground. Into right field. One run is in. Coming around third is Cougar. The throw is going to be in time. They've got Cougar caught in a rundown. The throw into third is not caught. It wasn't in time anyway. Coomer chased Cougar too far back. Elitch takes second with that play. So the game is tied. Still nobody out. But just not well played there. Cougar chased too far back by Coomer, and he was able to get back in. And Andy Mannion's going to the mound one more time, and we're going to get a pitching change. Sam Elitch drives in his third run of the game. Ties the game. Cougar able to get back into third, and on that play, Elitch takes second. So Will Bobick will come into the game. I think we got Bobick for Buckingham. Sure, if that's clearly it, but I believe that's what we have. The new pitcher will be Bobick. Now where Camden is going. So it's 9-9, but Bergenstown has runners in second and third with nobody out. Pelosi still at first, Kurchinski at second. Looks like Camden is going to right field. And Will Bobick on here in the top of the seventh with nobody out. Four innings plus for Camden, so far five runs. All five are earned. Eight hits plus six walks. Two strikeouts for Luke Camden in his relief work. Wyatt Stevenson, the batter. And they're going to intentionally walk Wyatt Stevenson. That will load the bases. The batter is going to be Riley Kennedy. Kennedy, two-run double in the first, but a couple of strikeouts and a flyout since then. Batting here with the bases loaded and nobody out. The top of the seventh and a 9-9 tie. Strike call from Bobick. Bobick, a 5'9 senior. 0-1 to Kennedy, blocked out in front of the plate, blocked there by Dom Coomer. Bergenstown scored three in the first, one in the second. Rutgers Houston with one in the third. Fastball up and away, 2-1. Bergenstown added two more in the fourth to lead 6-1. Bottom of the fifth saw Rutgers Houston score five to tie the game. Bergenstown one in the sixth. Fly ball to right. Camden getting it measured. Runner tags at third. Cougar comes to the plate. The throw. And no tag made. The throw just up the third base line. And I guess Coomer didn't get the tag on the shoulder, so the sack fly. Appeal at third about the Cougar leaving early. The answer there is no. So Riley Kennedy with the sack fly. Third RBI in the game for Kennedy. The batter now, Jacob McNabb, swings at the first pitch and fouls it off. The other runners did not advance. Elitch from second and Stevenson from first. McNabb, two hits today, a couple of pop-outs and a couple of singles. Bergenstown has retaken the lead, up 10-9. Pitch low. Chartiers Houston tied it with those five runs in the fifth. Bergenstown went up 7-6 with a run in the sixth before the Bucks scored three times on the double by Keegan Kozik to take a 9-7 lead. But three runs in the inning here for Bergenstown. Still runners at second and third with just one out. One ball, two strikes to count now to Jacob McNabb. Bill Bobick slammed the door here. Tapper, shortstop. Kozik boots it and will have no play. Probably trying to rush a play to get the out at second and ends up not fielding the ball at all. Fourth error for Chartiers Houston this afternoon. It loads the bases. The batter now is Carson Talkovic. Bases loaded and one out. First pitch to Talkovic. Strike call. Outer edge of the plate. Chartiers Houston has the infield up all the way around. 0-1 fastball high. This is low and away for a ball. It's 2-1. Softball final score. Chartiers Houston wins over West Green 14-4. 2-1 to Talkovic. Line shot. Second baseman Kurczynski goes up and handles it. Throw to first, trying to get the runner there. Not in time. Ball gets loose. No throw to the plate. Then a run scores on the error. Talkovic lines out to second, E4, enables Elitch to score. So now 11-9. And the ninth batter in the inning, James Lewis to bat. Pinsky's throw to first in the dirt, and Colosi couldn't dig this one out. That enabled McNabb to get back safely, but it also enabled Elitch to score. Ball shot into the right center field gap. Long run for Camden. He can't make the catch. One run is in. Here comes McNabb from all the way from first. The throw back to the infield, not in time. Two-run double from the nine-hitter Lewis. And it's a four-run lead for Bergenstown. These two standing in the center of the ring, just throwing haymakers. Second double of the inning. Now going to go out and check on Luke Camden, I believe. Nine the count now. Got seven runs across in this inning for Bergenstown, if my math is correct. Check that. Six runs across. Book closed on Luke Camden on the mound. Like seven runs, six earned, charged to Camden. Now Camden comes out of the ball game. The arm problem. New right fielder Avery Molik, who had been a courtesy runner a couple of times, will take over in right field. Back to the top of the order for Burgettstown. Matthew Bradle to bat. Runner at second. Bradle takes down and in for ball one. Base hit for Lewis. First hit of the game. A two-run double. Push the margin back to four for Burgettstown. Ball ripped to right field, going to get down. Runner rounding third. The play back to the infield is no play to the plate. RBI single for Bradle, making 14-9. Now, Andy Mannion not happy about the exuberance of the runner Lewis scoring. Jeff Maynor going to instruct Burgettstown players to maintain their decorum. 14-9 now, Burgettstown leading. Syracuse Houston won the first meeting 14-4. It was a seven-run outburst for the Bucks that gave them that win that day. Pitch outside to Eric Kovach. Second pitcher of the day for the Blue Devils. In line to get the win should the five-run advantage stand. It misses low, 2-0 from Will Bobick. Three runs charged to Bobick in relief. Misses low and away, ball three. Chartiers Houston sent 10 batters to the plate in their five-run fifth. This is the 11th batter in this seven-run seventh inning for Burgettstown. It's from Bobick in for a strike. It's 3-1 to Kovach. Fly ball to right center field. Long run for Molik, and he's going to chase this to the fence. Rounding second for third, and Bradle coming on down the final 90 feet. RBI double for Kovach. Make it 15-9. The third double of the frame for Burgettstown. Winner of this game will take over sole possession of first place. Batter now is Brody Kuzier. Going to get a runner at second for the pitcher. Trent Stevens will courtesy run. Eight runs across in the inning. Couple of Chargers Houston errors, six hits in the frame, and Hoosier waiting the first pitch from Bobick, takes it for a called strike. Walk, single, double, single, pitching change, intentional walk, sack fly, error, line out, double, single, double. put 8 runs across for Bergen. Down the Blue Devils up now by a 6-run lead, their biggest lead of the game. It's DeCougar outside for a ball. Bobic at the belt, checks the runner, Stevens. Cougar hits a fly ball to center. And it is gone. Brody Cougar with a 2-run home run. This is an inning that the teams dream of. Blue Devils had one against them in the first meeting 8 days ago and now put one up themselves. And now a 10-run seventh inning. It was 9-7. Will Bobic taken out of the game. Andy Mannion trying to get his squad under control. Bobic did not like the Burgettstown celebration at the plate, and Mannion quickly to intercept him. Then telling other teammates on the field that we got to control what we can control. Get a new pitcher, second time in the inning. Left fielder, that's 15, Parker Riggle, if my eyesight is correct. It is indeed Riggle, a freshman. Chartiers Houston looking for now to try to end this. Two-thirds of an inning for Bobic. Six unearned runs allowed. Bobic giving up 4 hits. Starts with an intentional walk as well. Favor of Burgettstown. It was 9-7. Chartiers Houston needed 3 outs to sweep the season series. Now they're going to need 8 runs just to extend the game. But before that, Sam Ehlich coming to the plate. Ready to go. Ehlich steps in. 2 out and now nobody on. First pitch from Riggles in the dirt. Goes to the backstop. Again, pitch in the dirt. 2 balls and no strike. Ehlich, a couple of hits. Off speed, belt high, called a strike. Ehlich, 3 RBI. Cougar with 3 RBI. Kennedy with 3 RBI for Burgettstown. Keegan Kozik has driven in 5 for Chartiers Houston. His 3-run double in the bottom of the 6th has given the Bucks two-run lead, but that is long forgotten. 3-1 in the dirt, ball four. Fourteenth batter of the inning coming to the plate now is Wyatt Stevenson. Looking for the final out of this frame. This is outside from Riggle. So far, 10 runs in the inning. Turner leads from first. Riggle's pitch way outside, ball two. Check of the runner. Now three balls and no strikes. Got 6-1. Burgett's down early on. It's going to get a call strike right at the top of the zone. 3-1 the count. Riggle comes home. That's in the dirt, ball four. Back-to-back walks. Riley Kennedy comes in. We're going to... Justice Buckingham going to come in and re-enter. Pitch. Buckingham will come on. Try to close this half inning. Had this inning not gotten away, we would be looking back to the play that Buckingham made that ended the Burgettstown fifth inning. With a five-run lead, the fly ball double play ended that frame, and Curtis Houston erupted with five runs in the bottom of the fifth to tie the game. Just be looking back, that is possibly the play of the game, but this 10-run uprising for Burgettstown in the top of the seventh to build an eight-run lead, that play just be a great play that was made at one point in this contest, and nothing more. Justice Buckingham in relief. Kozik, Camden, Bobick, Riggle, and Buckingham. So 2-1 and 2-out. Riley Kennedy, who has three runs driven in today, swings and misses to the pitch up and in. Buckingham hits Kennedy in the helmet. The hit batter loads the bases. You know, if there were more old school people around, you'd probably have some discussion about what just happened, but that's not old school baseball. That's just a pitch you got away right there. Jacob McNabb stands in now with the bases loaded and two outs. Ball ripped down the left field line. Fair. One run is in. Two runs are in. Ball got away from Walsh for a second and left, but no impact. Two-run double for Jacob McNabb. And now it's 19-9. And Carson Talkovic comes to the plate. Fastball off the glove, but not far enough to allow runner to come down from third. A 12-run inning. And a base hit would add to that. Swing and a miss. Then off speed and up high to Talkovic. Could find the measure. Japanese called strike now 1-2 to Talkovic, looking for his first hit today. One, two popped up, foul. That's going to get back to the seats almost on this side of the fence at the top of the hill. One ball, two strikes to Talkovic. Tapper back to the pitcher's mound. Lob to first, and the inning is finally over, but not before Bergenstown scores 12 runs on 8 hits, 2 Churchill's Houston errors, and 2 left on. We go to the bottom of the 7th. Bergenstown 19, Churchill's Houston 9 here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back to Churchill's Houston, you know, there are no 10-run hits. So Bucks now in a situation where they got to go step by step if they're to get back in this. Had a 9-7 lead when we went to the 7th, but now down 19-9. Nico Pelosi to lead it off. Another baseball score involving county teams. Canada McMillan sweeps the three-game series with Baldwin. Canamac up 11-1, 2.5-game lead going to the final three games for the Big Macs. Situation where one win against Central Catholic will put the Big Macs in the 6A playoffs. First pitch to Pelosi, misses high and away for a ball. Kovach, swing and a miss. Pelosi comes up empty. Game is Kovach's to win now. Ball and a strike. Kovach pitched to Pelosi, fought foul and out of play. One ball, two strikes. Pelosi 1-for-3. Couple of strikeouts and a base hit. Rips one on the line. Knocked down by second baseman McDabb. Recovers, throws to first, one out. Ball hard hit by Pelosi, but good positioning there by Jacob McNabb to make the play. We're going to bring up the pitcher, Justice Buckingham. Buckingham 0-for-2 plus a walk in the game. Scored one of the 5 runs in the 5th that enabled the Bucks to pull even after the 5th inning. And takes a fastball high. Buck Buckingham takes a strike. Ball and a strike now. Final scores among the county teams today. Cannon McMillan baseball, 11-1 winner over Baldwin. Chartiers Houston softball, 14-4 winner against West Green. Comes to the backstop right in front of me. Balls and a strike. Stretch drive coverage continues tomorrow. 5A softball. Battle atop the that 5A section. Four teams at 5-3, tied for first. Pitches is low for a ball. It's 3-1. And we'll have two of them playing tomorrow afternoon at Trinity Middle School. Thomas Jefferson and Trinity. Airtime 4 o'clock. WJPA AM online. JPA.com. And video as well. Our multi-camera video will be coming your way. It's in for a called strike to fill the count at 3-2. Aaron Kovach working from the stretch, though nobody on base. Payoff pitch in on the hands, fouled off for the backstop. This fastball, maybe the best fastball of the day from Kovach. Got that in on the hands of Buckingham. Couldn't get the bat around on it, but stays alive. Another payoff pitch from Kovach. Buckingham pulls it over the third base bag, down the line. Buckingham digging for second. One out double here in the bottom of the seventh. First hit of the game for Buckingham. That'll bring up Nathan Christie. Christie 1-for-3, ground out to second, but then two balls in the hole with short. Takes the first pitch for a called strike. The one mishandled by shortstop Kennedy, the other hits it deeply in the hole that though Kennedy fielded, he didn't have a play. Christie pops it up into shallow center field. Coming on is Lewis, the center fielder, to make the catch for the second out. And now catcher Dom Coomer to bat. Coomer 0-for-2 plus a sack bunt, but no room to sacrifice here. First pitch goes to the backstop. That almost went out of play. In the dirt out in front of the plate, off the heel of the glove, off the foot of the catcher, County. And, well, the backstop is 18, 20 feet high. That ball hit about a foot from the top of it from going out of play on a pitch. Well, Buckingham, no challenge getting into third on the wild pitch. Kovach at the belt, it's the Coomer, feet in the ground, third baseman Elitz gloves, throws across the diamond, and not in time, and I think Bert Sadler ruling off the base. Bang, bang play will give Coomer, will rule that an infield single on the high hopper. Buckingham scores to make it 19-10. I'll go back to the top of the order. Doug Tuno out to talk to Boehner. Again, I think Sadler ruled that that first baseman Friedel was off the bag, but asking a question of the home plate umpire. Play on is the indication. Batter Darren Walsh swings and misses at the first pitch. Walsh is started in left, played center, went back to right, left. Pitch up and away, a ball and a strike. 19-10 lead for Burgettstown. Chartiers Houston with one out to work with. Runner at first and two outs. Fastball away. Now Coomer not going to be held at first. Kovach will still work for the stretch. Pitch to the plate, down and in, off the glove of the catcher. County pass ball will allow Coomer to take second without a challenge. Again, leading by nine, probably not going to pay a lot of attention there as well. Three balls and a strike to Aaron Walsh. Down the middle, strike two. Two outs, three balls, two strikes to count. Kovach, the plate, tapper up the third base line. That's a foul ball. Felix gloved it nonetheless, but foul territory. We'll do this one more time. Bottom of the seventh, two out. 3-2 pitch to the plate. This is inside, ball four. Second walk allowed by Kovach, now in his second inning of relief. That'll bring up Jake Perchinski. Double and four at bats today. Here's how big the hill is to climb. Chargers used to need nine runs before giving up another out. First pitch in for a strike to Perchinski. Line out, a single and an RBI, and a couple of strikeouts since, including one against Kovach. Pitch in the dirt. Perchinski struck out on a nasty breaking ball from Kovach. Ball and a strike. Ball hit in the air to right center field. Center fielder Lewis ranging back, makes the catch, and the ball game is over. Chargers Houston gets a run on two hits. Two runners left the board. Get your recap in just a couple of moments. Your final score, Burgettstown 19, Chartiers Houston 10.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We've got some great offers on Mazda this month. Leasing is back. We have a great selection of Mazdas, over 100 in stock for immediate delivery. A new 2024 Mazda CX-30 2.5S all-wheel drive with automatic transmission. You can lease one for $199 a month for 36 months with only $4,500 in trade or cash down. That's right, only $199 a month. And your trade's probably worth that kind of money. So come on up and see us and drive one home today.
Offer on in-stock models with approved credit for very well-qualified lessees through Mazda Financial Services. Excludes tax, title, license, and other fees. Must take delivery by 4/30/24.
Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington, budbearmazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much.
The honest dealer, believably different, Bud Baer.
A quick recap of this win for Burgettstown to give the Blue Devils sole possession of first place in 2A Section 1. Blue Devils scored three unearned runs in the first. The error at short opened the door, and Riley Kennedy with a two-run double made it a 3-0 score. Burgettstown would add a run in the second to go up 4-0. Chargers Houston got a two-out back-to-back singles from Aaron Walsh and Jake Perchinski to get on the board to make it 4-1. But Burgettstown with two runs in the top of the fourth, a walk, a double, a single, and all of a sudden it was 6-1. Stayed that way to the bottom of the fifth. Chargers Houston sending 10 batters to the plate, scoring five runs, all unearned, but five nonetheless to tie the game at 6 apiece. Burgettstown went back in front, one-out double, by Wyatt Stevenson, and then a two-out RBI single for Jacob McNabb to give the Blue Devils a 7-6 lead. Bottom of the sixth inning, Chargers Houston scored three times on the Keegan Kosick, two-out RBI, three-run double, and took a 9-7 lead. But 12 runs across the plate in the seventh for Bergenstown. The first three batters walked, single, double. Those three runs were all earned. The other nine that scored in the frame, all unearned. Two errors in the inning for Chartiers Houston. Bergenstown had a 19-9 lead. Chartiers Houston with a single run in the bottom of the seventh, but far too little after what happened in the top of the frame. Here are your totals. I have Bergenstown 19 runs, 16 hits, committing three errors and stranding 13. Chartiers Houston 10 runs, 10 hits, guilty of five errors and seven runners left on base. Eric Kovach, in relief of the starter Brody Kuzier, gets the win. And the loss will be tagged to Luke Camden, who came on in relief of Egan Kosick. So a look ahead, first of all, for both teams. Bergenstown now, with the win, improves to 6-1 in the league. Home and home series with Wash High Monday and Tuesday next week. And then the following week of May 6th and 7th, home and home with Frazier. Bergenstown also has a game on May the 3rd against Charleroi in the section game. So five section games left for Bergenstown. Four section games left for Chartiers Houston. It'll be home and home with Frazier Monday and Tuesday, and then with Charleroi on May 6th and 7th. Bergenstown at 6-1 leads the league. Chartiers Houston and Charleroi now at 6-2. Pending the outcome of today's Charleroi at Beth Center game. Wash High's at 4-4, Beth Center and Frazier both 2-5, Bentworth at 2-7. Coverage today brought to you by Bud Bear Mazda on Route 19 in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. And by Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice, choose Good Orthodontics. Jacob Knisner, our producer in our downtown Washington studios. Our thanks to Nathan Campa and Jeff Habelka, the athletic directors at both schools, and both head coaches Doug Tuno and Andy Mannion for their assistance. Stretch Drive coverage on WJPA Sports Network continues tomorrow. 5A softball, Trinity hosting Thomas Jefferson. Will be on the air with the audio online on WJPA AM and video, both on free on our WJPA website, as well as the NFHS Network. Our coverage will begin at 4 o'clock tomorrow. That'll do it from Allison Park in Chartiers Township, where the Bergenstown Blue Devils have repaid the Chartiers Houston Buccaneers from a beatdown a week ago. Chartiers won that game 14-4, and Bergenstown a winner here today on the road. Your final score, Bergenstown 19, Chartiers Houston 10. I'm Bob Gregg. For all of us at WJPA Sports, thanks so much for being with us. So long.